The pile of roof tiles you see below is a reenactment of how roof tiles were made. It was important that the tiles be laid out systematically so the heat reaches them all evenly. As you can see, convex tiles were stacked in the middle, with concave tiles stacked on either side of the convex tiles. The tile fragments on display at the top clearly show traces of the work that went into their making. The marks were left by the fingers, the use of a spinning wheel, and the attachment of a clay tablet to a cylindrical mold. Such traces give us an understanding of how roof tiles were made and what kind of tools were used. Now take a look at the roof tiles at the very top. Those are end cap tiles fitted to the peak ridge of a roof for decoration. On the surface, you can see the name of the buildings where they belonged and the years of their manufacture, including where they were made, giving us an understanding of architectural history. End cap tiles can feature phrases wishing for good fortune as well, such as longevity, prosperity, and newborn boys. On the wall below, you will see male and female antifixes installed on the eaves of a roof. Round female antifixes are installed at the ends of concave roof tiles, with crescent-shaped male antifixes installed at the ends of convex roof tiles for a decorative finishing touch. And the big roof tile with the dragon head motif next to those was found at the site of Popsusa, a temple in Songju. Popsusa was built in the late unified Silla period. With dragons symbolizing water, the dragon head engraving reflects wishes for safety from fire. The large roof tiles at the very top are called chimi, a type of end cap tile installed at either end of the peak ridge of a roof. They not only give buildings a stately appearance, but are also a product of superstition, as people thought they would help protect the building from misfortune. Text engraved on roof tiles helps us understand the history of a particular region or building. Among the roof tiles on display below, the word at the far end has the word 무산사 engraved on it. That roof tile was discovered at a palatial site in Taegayeob. It was speculated that a temple had existed in present-day Taegayeob based on stone pillars found in Jisanli. Ancient Buddhist temples always had a pair of stone pillars, which were flagpoles, located outside. This roof tile confirmed that the temple's name was 무산사, meaning 무산 temple. 무산 temple was a major temple for the Goryeong region from the United Silla period to the Goryeo period. Upon its destruction of Taegaya, Silla banished the royalty and ruling class of Taegaya, burned palaces, government buildings, and other major facilities of Taegaya to the ground, and relocated the government grounds located in present-day Taegaya County to the south where the palaces had stood. To placate the people of Goryeong, Silla erected 무산 Temple in the area of present-day Yeonjori and Jisanli, where the palaces of Taegaya had stood. One of the roof tiles on display has the word Taega engraved on it. That was excavated from a building site found in Jisanli, suggesting that the area surrounding the spot where it was excavated was government grounds from the United Silla period to the Goryeo period, and that even though the region was renamed Goryeong after Taegaya's collapse, its people continued to use the name Taegaya until the Goryeo period. Engravings on other roof tiles discovered indicate Gukjang Temple, Bangnyeong Temple, and Goryeong, among other names.